The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Now, if Sheena was upset about Leo Varadkar, I think the thing that has upset a lot of people really on the front pages this morning is Sinead O'Connor announcing her retirement. Good morning, Sinead.
Good morning, how are you?
Good. Sinead, say it ain't so. Are you really retiring?
I am indeed.
I spoke to you a little over a week ago and I felt at that time you were looking forward to getting back into doing some gigs when you could, and that, you know, you had a need to sing and to work your magic on people.
I'm sorry, I'm just having a sip of coffee here. I don't remember discussing that.
Okay, so why are you deciding to retire?
Well, last year, 2020, we had a tour booked. And I had secretly been planning to let that be my last tour. And then the gigs were rescheduled for this year. And then all cancelled again and rescheduled for next year. Where my plan had been to cease touring this year, you know, let last year be the last. The long and the short of it is I'm a bel canto singer, and bel canto singers are inclined to retire around this age. The thing is that the body is the instrument, and as you get older, you know, you don't have the same abdominal muscles, you don't have the same muscles that would allow you to perform in to such an emotional degree as bel canto singers do. The other thing is, you know, I've got a bit old when it comes to touring. Touring can be very destabilising. You know, you're living out of bags every few days, all around different hotels every few days and whatever. And that's really a young person's game. And it's not also a game for people who would have the mental health conditions that I have, because the main requirement for managing those conditions would be, you know, extreme stability. So that, you know, the whole moving around to different hotels every day and living out of bags, yeah, and everything is terribly discombobulating, you know. But basically, I've got older. I don't feel that I'm physically fit for touring, to be fair, you know.
When did you decide?
Well, I've been back and forth about it with my managers for about 6 months, looking at it. And it was a difficult decision to come to, but, you know, like I was saying, you know, singers were a bit like football players, especially bel canto singers. You would only have a certain lifespan. And I didn't want to be leaving other than on a high note, as it, pardon the pun. But, like, the last tour we did was great. All the reviews were great. Everything was great about it. The last thing I would want to be doing is dragging myself around the world when I'm past my peak. Like, so in my opinion, I, because of my age, would be past my peak when it comes to performing, you know.
Are you sad? Go on.
No, I just don't want to be dragging myself around the world when I'm past my peak, and then, you know, also discombobulating myself, as I say, because of the conditions I have require such extreme stability in order to manage that it's not always been the greatest job choice, frankly, for me, you know.
Absolutely.
And I've had a ball and I really enjoyed it, but a wise warrior knows when to retreat, you know.
Are you sad at the thought that you won't sing to an audience again?
No, I'm not at all.
No.
I'm looking forward to doing other things in my life. Like, the trouble is that because people don't buy records anymore, people are forced after the age which is suitable to be going on the road to make money. I don't really want to be depending on touring in order to make a living when I'm, you know, like, I'm 55 now. I don't want to be doing it when I'm 65 or 75, which I have seen artists out doing, you know.
Yeah.
And also, this might sound crazy, but it's true. If you do some research, people who have radical hysterectomies, the body is inclined to behave approximately 15 years older than you really are, which doesn't mean you're going to die any sooner, but it means that your body ages quicker. So for somebody who's a bel canto singer, it's terribly important they have, you know, young abdominal muscles, for want of a better word. Like, I'm 55, but my body thinks I'm 65 or 70. So, you know, everything is sagging. Everything is, as lots of women will identify with, hanging down and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I'm not going to go to the gym for 25 years of my life to make my stomach muscles strong enough to be singing. I know when I reach my peak as such, so my body would have reached its peak last year, okay. actually. So that's why last year was going to be my last tour anyway. It's a bel canto thing. If you Google it, most bel canto singers either die, which I'm not going to do, at around the age of 55, or retire. So it's like I say, you know, there's no point. I have always said to my managers I wanted to leave on a high note. So the last tour we did there 2 years ago, everything was great. All the reviews said stunning, fantastic, wonderful. The last thing I want is to be dragging myself out when, you know, I'm not stunning and fantastic and wonderful. Do you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I don't. Yeah. I just I'm aware that I'm approaching my peak and possibly after my peak. And so we're like football players. We only have a certain lifespan, you know.
And you had to dredge up a lot emotionally as well to sing every song,
actually.
Didn't you?
Of course you do. Yeah, as a bel canto singer, and that's been great. But again, perhaps I'm a little older, and the conditions I have, as I say, not only require that you be in one place and have a very stable life, but it isn't necessarily healthy dragging up all these. You're living in the past with each song.
Yeah.
And what I found with the book promo, which has been great fun and I've really enjoyed it, but I did find it actually more difficult than I expected to be kind of living in the past for the last 6 weeks. Like, not that I'm complaining, I've had a ball. And but when I wrote the book, I didn't really experience much emotions. And same when I read the audiobook. But then talking about the past for the 6 weeks was a bit like, oh, God, not again. Because like 30 years I've been going around, every time I go to promote a record, all anyone wants to know about is mental health. Do you know what I mean? And I get bored with that being dragged up.
So what will you do now?
Well, I'm hoping to write. I'm hoping to, you know, make my living out of writing, you know. And if not, I'll find something else to do. But I'm quite confident that I'm young enough to find something else to do. My interest is writing, you know. And I would probably continue writing songs for other artists.
Okay.
And, you know, if the odd job came along, like, for example, I'm singing the song for the Flatley movie. I'm going to do that. And if little jobs like that come along, it doesn't involve leaving Ireland and being destabilised, and, you know, there's little sums of money or they're great songs, then I would do that. But I do believe I'm past my peak as a singer, and I'd be stupid not to acknowledge that.
Yeah. Well, look, there are a lot of people would argue with you on that one, Sinead, but you know best yourself. And I think it's a very brave decision to decide, if I can't give my best, I'm done with it. But you know what, Sinead, I'm very sad to hear it. I think it'll be the end of an era for a lot of people. And I hope you know today how much you and your music and your voice have meant to so many people.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not a thing to be sad about, honestly. It's a thing I would much prefer that people be happy for me about.
Yeah, okay.
Because it does set me free from a whole lot of things that were quite restraining, you know. And it means I'm exercising extreme self-care, which is very important. Also, being in that job meant I had other dreams that I didn't have time to make come true, such as writing. You know?
Yeah, yeah. And look, the book is fantastically written and has been really, really well received. So look, we wish you all the best with your new career as a writer.
Thanks.
Sinead, thank you so much for taking the call this morning and hopefully speak to you soon in your new life.
Cool, but I would really, plead is too strong a word, but I would with a small B, beseech people not to see this as a fad thing. It's actually a great thing.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I was being selfish, Sinead. I was thinking of me and not you. So
there's loads of albums out there. All the live footage is on YouTube. We will be putting out other albums. Like, there'll be a live album coming out. Christmas are going to release, which I'm thrilled with, the version of The Lion and the Cobra, which was never released.
Oh, great, right.
And they'll be releasing different records. And then No Veteran Dies Alone will come out next year anyway, but I just won't be touring or promoing it.
Okay.
Know?
Sinead
so
O'Connor.
It's all good. You know?
All right. Sinead O'Connor, thanks a lot. And listen, the best of luck with everything now, as they say. Thanks, Sinead.
Sorry,
bye.
Just one more thing I'd love to say, if you don't mind.
Of course.
I am so moved and so grateful for all of the love with which the book has been received in this country in particular. So I want to say thanks very much to everybody who's been so supportive.
Okay. Thanks a million, Sinead O'Connor.